You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the state DNR is restoring law enforcement duties to park rangers less than a year after ending those duties. We'll find out about the change of course during our state news roundup. First, between now and the August 14th primary, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested primaries for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and on the morning show. You can find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today, we talk to Nick Pulse. He's a businessman and a former Green Beret. He's running as a Republican in Wisconsin's first congressional district, which includes Janesville. Nick Pulse, welcome to Central Time.
Rob, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
We'll start off with a 30-second pitch. What do you tell voters about why you're running?
Well, my why is my little guy. I got a 21-month-old. And between my time in the military and then my time as a small business owner, what you realize is our elected officials right now are not working for us. We have too many people that have been there for a career. And so my pitch is simple. We need to remove that concept of the career politician and the political class and put individuals in there that are going to work for a few years but are going to work for us.
And as we mentioned, you're a businessman. You served as a Green Beret for years. What in your background do you think makes you suited to represent constituents in the 1st District?
Well, two things. First is life experiences. So spending time in the military and the special operations community, you work at the highest levels of the federal government. And you really get to understand how it is that foreign policy is created, as well as monetary and fiscal policy. Secondly, as a small business owner, you're on the front lines, and you feel and you see the laws and the regulations that are passed from our elected officials, and you understand how it affects you. And we have too few people in Congress that have that type of life experiences.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has represented the 1st Congressional District for almost a couple of decades now. How do you think he has served the district?
Well, he, like you said, he's been in Congress for over 2 years or 20 years now, and he's done some things well. We just disagree on policy, quite frankly, and then some of the things that an elected official should or shouldn't be doing.
So what policy disagreements would you have with him?
Well, the first, what I mentioned earlier about the concept of term limits. I think you go, you spend a few years, and return back to the private sector. The second thing is on spending. We're spending way too much money at the federal government level. He favors omnibus bills, which I don't think are in the best interest of individual Americans here in the 1st District, as well as others across the country. On Social Security, I don't believe it's an entitlement. I think it's your money that's been taken from your paycheck for decades. And the problem is that we've had elected officials who have been spending that money rather than keeping it where it should be, which is in the Social Security fund. That's a couple areas that we disagree on.
Are there particular issues in your part of Wisconsin that you think need more attention from the federal government?
Well, not from the federal government, no. The number one issue that I hear crisscross in the district the last several months is health care. The cost of health care specifically and what it is that Congress can do to drive down costs and increase care. And we talk about that a lot. A few of the things that we can do is one is remove the Affordable Care Act. Second thing is that we can change the tax code, which will allow individuals to have the similar tax benefits and tax incentives that businesses have, and which would open up the market and allow a lot more increased freedom and increased access.
Talking to Nick Pulse about his campaign in the Republican primary for Wisconsin's 1st congressional district. I want to get into some of the issues that are out there before Congress. And let's start, Nick, with immigration. Can you tell us what you would want to do when it comes to immigration in Congress?
Sure. Immigration has to begin with security, border security. We've been talking about border security for 30 plus years since the last time we did a comprehensive immigration reform in 1986. We didn't get any border security in 86, and we haven't had any since. So the first thing we got to do is we got to get the wall funded, and then we also have to work on some of the laws that are not in the interests of American citizens.
That's border security. And how about legal immigration levels?
Sure. Well, As a country, we have the ability to decide the legal immigration, whether we want to increase it or decrease it. A couple of the challenges that are facing us related to legal immigration is the bureaucracy and the challenges it takes and the length of time it takes for people to do it the right way. That's one thing that Congress can and should be looking at. The second thing is some of the visa processes, whether it's an H-1B or there's a loophole related to the tech sector. And then specifically here in Wisconsin, agriculture and dairy in particular requires year-round help, and we don't have anything right now on the federal books that supports that industry.
And let's talk it's a good segue to talk about jobs and the economy. What kind of priorities would you have there?
Well, number one priority is continue to remove some of the regulations at the federal government level. I mean, that's the number one prevention of small businesses growing, and that's the number one job driver is a small business. And it seems like a lot of times politicians will pay lip service. They'll say, yes, we need to favor small businesses. They'll throw out stats like 70% of new jobs come from small businesses, but then the policies and laws and regulations that they put in place end up strangling and end up making it difficult for small business owners to build and end up favoring large business. So as someone in Congress at the federal level, we should absolutely be looking at increasing freedom for small business owners to allow them to prosper.
Would you want to review current regulations with an eye toward if they're favoring large versus small businesses?
Yes, actually, you actually want to start walking some of them back. And an example, kind of an analogy I like to talk about is if you and I own a barbershop, we have a two-chair barbershop, we're doing well, and then all of a sudden the federal government comes in and says, in addition to you and at the barbershop, you're going to have a CPA and a lawyer. So there's no way then that we would be able to continue to make a profit with these extra layers on it. So that's the type of thing that we need to approach on the regulation side is we got 80,000 pages of regulations at the federal level. And so we need to absolutely be looking at those and taking some off the books to allow individuals to prosper here in the First District and across the country.
Staying with the economy, tariffs have been front and center in the news. President Trump promoting tariffs on some products. Now we're getting back and forth with the European Union, Canada, China, other countries. What are your thoughts on tariffs?
So I think that if you look back in 2016 when the president ran, what he talked about a lot was NAFTA and some of these so-called free trade agreements. And really, they're not free trade. They're managed trade, where you have a large body of documentation which picks winners and losers. And the president, I believe, is taking action on what he talked about in the election on using tariffs to negotiate the ultimate end state, which is a NAFTA treaty that's more favorable to American and American businesses. And so that's the approach it appears that he's taken going forward.
Some Wisconsin business people have said, hey, wait a minute, these tariffs are hurting our exports. They're making it harder for us to sell to foreign markets. Are you thinking that's okay in the short run if you get those renegotiations down the road?
You know, you're right, and that's a good point. When you have these managed trade agreements, there's going to be winners and losers. And the businesses now that have built up around, that, for example, that NAFTA treaty that was drafted in the 90s have been successful. So if we're going to start now changing some of the rules and the regulations and renegotiations of that treaty, those businesses that have been built, they've built customer bases, they've built markets, they may end up being hurt, much like what you brought up. And that's a difficult problem, because some people are going to be winners and some people are going to be losers. And that should not be the role of government. It shouldn't be picking in winners and losers.
Now, you've got a field. There are multiple candidates in this race. How do you distinguish yourself from the rest of the Republican field in the First District?
Well, I distinguish myself first and foremost, again, from the life experiences. I'm the only one in the Republican field that has military experience. I spent over 11 years on active duty. Like you mentioned, the U.S. Army Green Beret, multiple deployments overseas, and then also the only one that's run a small business and been on the front lines of building jobs and creating payroll. The second part of the distinction is a historical understanding of the Constitution and the role that a U.S. congressperson is supposed to play and the role that the federal government is supposed to play. And we've gotten so far away from the Constitution and what's outlined in there, and it's hurting individual Americans.
It's a good place to leave it. Nick Pulse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
That's Nick Pulse, a businessman and former Green Beret. He's running as a Republican in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District, which includes Janesville. Jeremy Ryan, a Republican candidate in that race, will join us this time on Monday. Between now and the August 14th primary, candidates who are running in contested primaries have the opportunity to join us for interviews on Central Time and on the morning show. You can find all of those interviews at wisconsinvote.org.